What's up, everybody? Obviously, I'm not in the comfort of my home studio. The Eichtagon has stepped outside, and I am in an amazing, beautiful, atmospheric, I don't even know if that's a word, just a universal energy has brought me here. Thank you, X, Xavier. Thank you, Hansel. Thank you, all the wonderful people that put Warriors Nation and Dumbo Brooklyn together. It's incredible. One of their rising stars. It is an army. One of their ascending generals. I would say current captain. He's a coach. Coaches the MMA classes here at Warrior Nation. Again, Dumbo Brooklyn. Amazing academy. Forward thinkers. There's no cobwebs in the ceiling. It is a fresh gym. We're on one side of it. It is a great gym. Get your grappling, get your striking, get your mixed martial arts in. Oh, yeah, and I'm being joined by NEF champion Marco Calijitsu Beriando.
Yes, I hope I said it correctly. No, you definitely did.
My brother. We had a long story. Maybe we'll do like a documentary in the future.
Yeah, but for now,
he's got a fight next week, February 3rd.
Yes,
Schenectady,
sir.
New York, not Brooklyn, upstate New York in the woods where he's going to bring out his outer beast. Man, that was a long-ass intro. How you doing, brother?
No, I'm doing great.
But I need water after that.
The fight will be in New England in Portland, Maine.
Oh, yeah. Wait, where was the Schenectady?
That's going to be Cage Wars in April.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but we could jump into that, too, if you want.
Oh, my God.
He's
going to be the king of New England. He might fly overseas, be the king of old England. My man, Marco.
Thank you.
Dude, you're living the dream.
Yeah.
Day by day.
Trying.
I respect you. You are a calm killer.
Thank you, brother.
Just, you've relaxed me, just your presence. And usually I'm the low RPM guy. My friend, are a lower RPM guy.
Your heart rate's
probably like 25 when you sleep. But how you feel, man? How long was the camp? How's training been? And take me through that.
Honestly, I feel great, bro. It's the most like certain I felt about my striking, my grappling, and just all above my mixed martial arts. Camp has been going good, so basically, since I started MMA, it's constantly just camp after camp after camp. So, not really off of camp, but I did go to
camp. That's par for the course, though, right, at this stage?
No, for sure, definitely. I feel like, you know, if you push that pedal to the metal, once you reach that, like, high, like, level, as far as, like, the UFC, PFL, anything of that sort, I feel like it'll become natural, you know, because a lot of times I'll meet certain people or train with certain people. They'll see my day-to-day go-to, and they'll be like, yo, you're already living like a pro. You know, so, and then, like, I didn't think nothing of it until, like, I went to other facilities. I see how certain people train and stuff of that sort. And you kind of take into consideration, hey, what are you doing on your downtime? Are you building that mind, right? Because it's not just striking and it's not just grappling. What are you fueling yourself with and stuff of that sort? But as far as camp, I did go to California.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, so I did go to California for a month, and I was at Dan Henderson's. So,
never heard of him.
Oh, really?
No.
Play, man. H-Bomb, baby, right? But so I was down there with Dan Henderson, and Trevor Wells as well was there helping me. Joe Stevenson was a great guy over there, too. You know, Joe was really big on the jiu-jitsu scene, so he was just really helping me with my grappling, my escapes, all that stuff. And he would run a lot of the MMA practices. And I just, all above, just got really good work over there. Came back, jumped back into camp with the family here at Warriors Nation. Having some high-level guys come in and out. Going to Law MMA out there in Long Island. Sparring with those guys. Really good work. Shout out to Steven. Shout out to Tom, too. He's going for a title. He's, just truly grateful.
Tom Fitz?
Yes, exactly. Tom Fitz, yeah. I'm just truly grateful to be able to experience and just expand martial arts. You know, even if it's not just fighting them, expanding technique, right, sharing that. Because once you give everything away, you have more space for more. You know?
Amazing. So I believe you are who you are. It just depends on what you want to water. Do you want to water the bad plants? Do you want to water the good plants? And that's what's grow. My man, you are got a force of good-natured, amazing energy inside of you.
Thank you, brother.
Man, what has been the biggest change? Like, met you 2019.
Yes.
Now we are 5 years later. Yep. What's been the plants that you've been watering?
So as far as change, it's funny because it's like those little micro adjustments, right? I read this book called Atomic Habits, and it talks about it, that 1%.
Reading books, respect to you. Yeah, that's one of the hardest things to do.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not spiritual about it either, you know? But it's like something that, like, I think philosophy has such a big part in martial arts. You know, you look at Bruce Lee, right? You, like, another good guy that, like, talks about it himself is Israel Adesanya, right? He talks about not being a stupid fighter. Right, he said that right after a fight. He goes, I'm not a stupid fighter. I don't come from a bad family. I don't come from a poor family, none of that sort. He comes from a line of doctors, right? And that's the thing. You don't have to just go out there and brawl. You don't have to take, like, you know, just strikes, or you don't have to go out there and give them a fight, right? If you're a martial artist, you can mix it and just execute with some precision, you know, and beauty in the art, right? So just above all, just changing my mindset, because once you feed the mind, then, you know, everything else just kind of falls into place, right? But as far as my goals is just continuously just, you know, I had a talk with Joe Stevenson, so let's bring him up again, right? And we were all warming up there for pro practice and pro training and stuff. And he goes, hey, like, he starts asking the guys, like, what do you fight for? Like, what do you feel? What's that aggression you feel when you fight, you know? Like, because everybody fights for a different reason, right? Some people want to be Hollywood. Some people, you know, want the money. Some people care about, you know, being the biggest badass in the whole, you know, UFC and all that good stuff, right? But it took me some time to realize why I was fighting, right? Why I wake up every day, why I go train, why you do those extra sessions, right? Why do you overwork yourself? Why do you, you know, go and hurt yourself like other people like to see it? Like other people from outside that don't do it view it that way, right? But, you know, apart from everything, I think, like, fighting for me has become a love, a passion. Like, it's become my day-to-day thing, right? Like, I don't view it as a, oh man, I gotta wake up and go, you know? It's kind of like, hey, these are investments, right? You wake up every day going to work to what? Save up for something you want to buy. So same thing, right? You're waking up, you're going, you're staying disciplined for training, like, you know, for your fights. And I think, like, that's the best way to enjoy the fruits of your labor. So that's just pretty much it, just kind of just staying focused.
Seems like you're really enjoying the journey.
Oh, dude, I love it. I love it. You know, like, I'm 5-3 right now. And, dude, you met me since day one. And you've seen what I've gone through, like, decisions. I've gotten choked out in 45 seconds, you know. And it's like, you submit yourself to the sword. And I feel like it just flips that switch for you. You know, it's whether, hey, fuck, I just got embarrassed in 45 seconds. I don't think this is for me. Or is it, hey, those 45 seconds could have been the full 3 rounds, right? Because that's the way to lose, right? If you're going to lose, lose with the fight. Right, you know, like, it's just certain things. You know, my dad said it the best way, because he walks up to me after that fight. He goes, "That's the stupidest loss I've ever seen you do."
Wow.
And I was angry. I'm like, "Oh, what are you telling me right now? I just finished the
fight." I respect it. Not everybody gives it to everybody straight.
Yeah, and it's like, and that's what I'm super grateful for, because who's the guy that hugs me every time, win or loss? Right, he hugs me and tells me, you know, hey, you know, like, even when I fought Nazar Dimes, right? Great fight. Respect to him. Kudos to him and everything he's been doing. You know. But I lost by decision that fight. Everybody was very controversial about it, you know. But at the end of the day, like, my dad comes up to me, he goes, "Yo, there's certain ways to lose, right? I saw you. I saw the buildup. I saw what you went in there and you did, right? But at the end of the day, you're gonna go back and train harder, so next time you don't leave it to the judges." And that's when I started to really focus on just finishing, right? Finishing, excelling, looking interesting, you know, and doing what I need to do. I walked up to the judges after and I asked them, I'm like, "Hey, you know, what's something you want to see? Let me know what you guys want to see, because that's what I'm about to give. I'll cater to you guys." You know, because that's exactly what you want to do when it comes to facing judges as well, you know?
Incredible. Incredible. Again, we're being joined by Cali Jitsu, a.k.a. Marco Barriando, fighting next Saturday, February 3rd, in New England, Portland, Maine.
Yes, sir.
Against Nate Dorr, defending that NEF title at NEF 56.
Yes, sir.
I really know it by your social media. I've already known it from our previous interviews, how much your dad means to you. Been there from day one, obviously.
Definitely.
Yeah, of course, has to be there if he's your dad.
Yeah.
But was it hard convincing him about the career choice?
Honestly, bro.
Because it sounds like he knows. He's like, "You're going to come back. You're going to bounce back from this." Like, he's in the game with you.
Yeah,
like,
so honestly, that's I think that's the beauty in my father. Like, he was an athlete himself, so he played semi-pro soccer. So, like,
Respect.
Yeah, so like he would wake up, and I know it's not the same thing as fighting, but like I respect him a lot for it because the discipline he carried. Like even when I was little, he would wake up in the morning, 5 a.m., wake me up. He'd go get us donuts, right? Like he'd take me to Dunkin' Donuts, and then we'll go straight to the field. He'll be warming up. I see him in the field, and he'll play his game. Then after that, we'll go and do our stuff, and he'll train again and stuff of that sort. So I think that definitely planted the seed. And like as I grew up, I started to be interested in fitness, but going back to the question you just asked, like, how is my dad about it, right? He's very surprisingly, like, motivating about it, right? Like, very, like, supportive of everything, right? That's the word I was looking for, supportive. Because when it comes to a loss, you know, he does tell me, like, oh, man, I get so nervous. Or even when it comes to a win, he was like, ah. Oh. Like, you know, he does this face when we're walking out, and he's serious, like, if he's the one that's going to fight, you know? And so, like, I feel him tense, and sometimes I'll give him a little, hey, Dad, don't worry. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to take care of business. I've been training for this. You know what I mean? So just, like, he's very supportive, but also he's my best critic, and I'm super grateful for that because anybody can come up to you and be like, you know what, Ike, you did good out there. Keep trying, buddy, you know? But if somebody comes up to you like, yo, Ike, look, this is what you did wrong. I think this is
probably where you don't want to hear it in the moment, but you need to hear
it. And it's, I think the best thing is having your father, like, I don't say mother because sometimes they're a little softer on you, you know, but having your father tell you that, like, man to man, like, hey, brother, like, this is what you're doing, you know, and that's the kind of bond I have with him. So very supportive of that, man.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big believer in, like, taking the baton from the previous generation, our parents, and definitely then pushing it forward. Like,
definitely.
I want my son and daughters to climb up on my shoulders and their life to be easier.
Definitely.
It's like, that's why we're grinding. Yes. So, man, now that I know that, I'm learning a little more about Senor Barriando.
Yes.
It's like, dude, you already had that regimen instilled in you.
Definitely.
That, like, sports regimen. Not just, mm-hmm, like, he's an amazing office worker and he's, like, yeah, like, facts is the best. Like, bro, he
for
had
sure
that athlete mindset.
Definitely.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So my money's on you to get to the UFC, PFL, like,
definitely,
one championship.
Definitely.
Let's effing go.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
What I wanted to ask was, dude, New York, I feel, is a little late to the party on the bantamweights, mm-hmm, the flyweights, the featherweight. Actually, now I sound like an idiot. Obviously, Aljo is holding it down in the UFC.
Definitely.
Marab is next, but the next wave, the Cali wave, like, bro,
I like
you
that.
Mentioned Tom.
Yeah.
Edwin, yourself,
mm-hmm,
Marcus Reed. There's, mm-hmm, like, New York is probably going to have, like, a hotbed for bantamweights.
Definitely.
Have you ever thought about, like, oh my God, I sparred once with this guy, I got to see him? Or can you talk to the promoter and be like, no, I'd rather fight the guy from Jersey, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not in this, but you're in this. And this, mm-hmm, is probably real conversations you got to have with your coaches.
Most definitely. So as far as that question, when it comes down to it, you just got to be able to do whatever it takes to get to where you want to be. You know? And
I respect it.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, like, when you go out there and fight, I think if you fight with anger or emotions, it's not a true fight, right? It's a brawl at that point, right? You're not doing martial arts.
Look at Bo Nickel. That, mm-hmm, dude treats, he's wants to treat it like a Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, that whole emotional brawler is, yeah, a thing in the past.
Yep.
Now with the Bo Nickel,
it's martial
Marco
arts
Berendo,
now.
Like, yeah, treating it like, mm-hmm, sport martial arts, like a lifestyle, not,
yes,
like drink, get drunk, and go have a street fight.
Definitely.
I respect your mindset. You're ahead of your time.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. But, like, again, going back to that question, honestly, I'm willing to fight anybody, bro. You want to be the best, you got to fight anybody, anywhere, anytime. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want to fight a 0-3 guy. I don't want to fight, like, a 1-3 guy. Like, I don't want to fight a debuter. No, give me somebody that's going to give me work. You know, I say I'm good, right, and I'm doing good things. Come and stop me. Come and show me why I'm not good, right? So, because if you say you're about it, be about it, right? And at the end of the day, respectfully, like, anybody who wants it can get it, you know? And that's not shit talking. That's just facts, you know?
And there, this is going to sound weird, but in my mind, there might be some, like, respect factor. Like,
mm-hmm,
I like you. I respect you so much.
Yeah.
Let's have a crack at it.
Yeah, like, for sure.
I'm sure you and your boys wrestled on the front lawn.
Oh,
you guys watch,
yeah,
a UFC event.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, it's to the nth degree of doing that, like, getting in,
yeah,
a cage, signing a contract, like,
mm-hmm,
dude,
5 years, it might be some chaos. Imagine some boy you trained with 5 years ago. You guys are MSG.
Hell yeah.
Big arena. Oh, my God.
I would love that. I would love that.
Bro, incredible. It's just like, this journey is incredible that you're on, man. And I'm very blessed to be able to jump in and out of each story. And it's like, really track to your story. Humble dude, hard worker.
Thank you, brother.
And just grinding, man. And I like what you're doing. You're not folding. I talked to you after the adversity hit, and even keel, same positive attitude. Is that from your dad? Is that from your teammates? Like, is that from your fiance? Congratulations,
thank
by the
you,
way.
Thank you, I appreciate
like,
that.
Who picks you up if you have a hard day of practice?
Honestly, bro, like, I think that toughness just comes through, like, everything I've been through, you know, like Sean Strickland said it the best way, just childhood trauma, baby. You know, that's the best fucking dose right there. You know, everybody needs a little childhood trauma.
Like, wait, I was like, what did he say?
He said a lot of shit, but that's one of the ones that stuck, you know. And if you think about it, bro, it's true. Like, you know, for like, you know, a little like note drop on my past life, I used to be like a Hispanic gangster in California and stuff like that. Like, I've done those deeds, you know, those, you know, somebody fucks up, you got to do what you got to do, you know, so on and so forth. I've been fucked up, you know. So, and on top of that, like, just again, childhood trauma, right? You go through all these things and it's a mental toughness, right? I think everybody needs to feel pain at least one time in their life, right? It's just fucking reality. And what you want to do with that and how you cope with it is entirely up to you, right? I feel as if that question that you asked is a very good question as well, because I don't really like rely on anyone. You know, like, it's like, what are you going to do if one day you're walking and you get fucking depressed, you know, and you're looking around, nobody's there, and you're just, oh, you know, like, you can't wait. Can't wait on nobody but yourself. Count on yourself, you know?
I couldn't agree more. I told somebody, my nephew,
yes,
who is trying to strive to be a pro ball player, maybe nice, get in some, like, single-A system, hustle, be that walk-on story, mm-hmm, you know, that you hear with Michael Chandler.
For sure.
And I told him, dude, it might even be your mom who loses faith in your dream.
Yeah.
It's up to you to believe in this dream.
Most definitely.
And it's like, dude, you said, like, yeah, it's beautiful to have great energies around, but it's like, if you don't believe in your dream, nobody's going to believe in it for you.
Yeah, and not to cut you off or anything, but even, like, a big thing that I was living by when I was, like, you know, off of these losses that I lost by decision, you know, like, a big thing I was telling myself is I think I was lacking that faith or belief in myself, right? And a big thing that I was saying a lot, you know, when I was training was, how do you expect other people to believe in you if you barely believe in yourself?
True.
You know, like, and it's a really big factor, because you can be the best striker on pads. You can be the best jiu-jitsu guy on the mats in your house, right? In your own gym, right? But when it comes down to it, it's like, gotta be ready for it, bro. Yeah.
And you were saying this off air, that you got dirt on everybody. No, I'm just kidding. You're saying, like, the mental game is so important. Dude, yeah. I couldn't agree more. How many 6'2", 6'4", 250-pound linebackers don't get drafted in the NFL?
Yeah.
It's like, what's the difference between linebacker 100 and linebacker 1?
Yeah,
it's up here.
Definitely.
Is that just – is this is going to – Joe Rogan's going to love this. I try to fight him on this. Is it that wrestling just creates that mental – militaristic mental strength? Is that where it comes from, or the hardship? Like, is it a combination? Like,
I think it's definitely that's one big factor right there, because I did do wrestling with Mike Ferrazzano, and that guy, he pushed me to my limits, bro. Like, the fact that you're talking about those 200-pound guys, right? Like, we'll be training, and he'll tell them what shot I'm going for. He'll be like, hey, go for a high crotch, go for a blast double. And he'll tell the guys, and the guys have to full force, like, stop me from getting that shot. That's how I got these, like, you know? Yeah, so, like, he would just tell me, like, go, push, push, push. And so, like, he really broke me, you know, and then rebuilt me. Well, I rebuilt myself. You know, he broke me, but I rebuilt myself. And then he empowered that, you know? So, like, definitely, I think wrestling, if you've wrestled before and, like,
what's the Dan Gable quote? If you wrestled, everything in life is easier.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dude, I never wrestled, but it's like, man, I'm kind of jealous that you guys, it's a bond that, mm-hmm. How long did you wrestle for?
About 3 years, I think.
I've heard people do it for 1 year and they're out.
Yeah.
It's like Gregor Gillespie's like, he served his sentence for wrestling. And I'm like, dude, what is this freaking art? And yeah, I call it the art of taking a person down. People call it boxing. I call it the art of punching. Like, the art of taking somebody down, man, it's just Roman, Greco. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
I find it very beautiful, too. Like, when you get into MMA and, like, you're able to mix it on the ground, like, it looks nice, too. You know what I mean? Like, especially if you know what's going on and you start mixing your jiu-jitsu with your, like, strikes on the ground, bro. Like, it makes it interesting. You know what I mean? Especially to you MMA fans that don't really like the grappling part, I definitely tell you, like, watch a regular jiu-jitsu match and then watch how MMA fighters mix it up. I think it's actually a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Charles Oliveira, man. Like, if that guy isn't the poster boy for how, like, jiu-jitsu can be so beautiful in MMA, or even Khabib with the ground and pound.
Definitely that Sambo style, you know?
Dude, I respect it. But you aren't just a grappler. You clipped your opponent, dropped him in your last fight. Beautiful highlight on your Instagram at
Calijitsu.
Calijitsu. That's right. Check it out. Follow Marco. He's a great follow. Very funny dude. He's cool, calm, killer, but he's also sneaky funny.
Thank you, bro.
Talk to me about your striking, man. How was that process of coming from the hard-nosed wrestling background to now opening up, winning belts in jiu-jitsu, and now you're dropping opponents? What the hell? Talk to me about the stylistic transition.
So it was a little tough, you know, because as a wrestler, we kind of give those cholo elbows right here, you know, all the time, you know. And so it was a little hard transitioning, but with the right coaches directing me the right way, like I had Coach Xavier, being able to help me with my striking. You would say those extra days, you know, we would have those extra sessions working on footwork, working on the very basic stuff that I feel as if sometimes you show up to MMA gyms and they expect you to know, right? Because I think the biggest thing above all was learning how to move after a strike, right? You land anybody can land one to two punches, right? But after those two punches, what are you doing, right? You're sitting down in that center line. You're still getting cracked, you know, all that good stuff. Another big shout out to Joan Guzman, our boxing coach here at Warriors. It's freaking amazing.
Dude fought at HBO main events, man. His fights are on TV. It's crazy.
Definitely. Dude, what a coach. And he doesn't, what does he say? He says, I don't play boxing. Right, I don't Hollywood boxing, right? And what he means by that is, like, when you're doing pad work with sometimes they'll go with the pad over the shoulder, you know what I mean? But
right,
dude, that guy
hit you in the face.
Oh, dude, he smacks the shit out of you, bro. He has this little broom with a glove on it, swat, 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 and he's getting you, you know. But that's how you learn. That's reality, you know. So, I think above all, like, just learning how to ground and float. Learning when to float, learning when to ground. You know, like, if I'm going to throw in a punch, cutting that angle, you know, switching. I'm a switch stance fighter, so I've been fighting a lot of southpaw and orthodox. Yeah, so I feel like that's just, it's such a big thing in the game.
It's a whole nother weapon.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of times it'll be conventional, especially at this level that I'm at right now. You know, a lot of people are just orthodox a lot of the time, you know. So when you're switching it up, it kind of throws them off, you know. And that's why I'm looking forward to making that next, you know, step.
You are next level, making many steps. What can you tell us about 2024, and why is this going to be your best year yet?
So 2024, fighting as much as I can, right? Booking as many fights as I can, and obviously performing the best I can, right? Because it's not good to just be fighting just to fight for shits and giggles, you know? You kind of want to earn it and earn your stripes. And so we have February 3rd, we have NEF, the title defense. April, I have Cage Wars, right? You know, we're talking about some good stuff.
There's a big rumor.
Yeah, a big rumor about a strap.
Historic rumor for New York martial arts.
And then we have, like, another one in May. But if you guys know about MMA and NYC, then I think you guys would know about ROC, you know. So we're hopefully looking at that as well, trying to just stay active the whole time. Yeah, and maybe some super fights too. But above all, for this year, just staying busy, staying consistent. I feel the worst mistake you can make, especially at an amateur level, is taking 3 months, 4 months, 5 months in between fights. It's pointless, especially at this level, because you lose nothing, right? And you're not getting freaking knee to the face, elbow to the face. So man up, do your time, and then go to the big boys, you know? Because there is no fun being the guy at the top, especially in amateurs, guys. Like, I've seen it. I'm looking at Tapology because I do check that stuff, because obviously if I check it, who else isn't checking it, right? And I'll notice a lot, like, these guys are like 40, 30, holding it down for amateurs, bro. Go pro. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not to down talk them either. Everybody starts at a different time, but from what it looks like, you guys have been fighting for years. Like, what's going on? You know?
That might be me. Yeah. All right. I'll turn pro already. I'm sorry, Marco. Oh, my God. Anything you want to add? Sponsorships? A gear? Shout out to anybody?
Yeah,
let it
for
rip,
sure.
Brother.
So, I just want to shout out Silo Realm. Also, Teep Territory has been with me for a while now. Like, we're working on jiu-jitsu gear. All that good stuff.
Is that the yellow outfit?
Yes.
Dude,
the Bruce Lee looking outfit.
Territory. Let's go.
I really like it. And another big shout out to Evolution Elite, right? He helps me with my recovery. Yeah, that's pretty, I think. Oh, and Drink Element Tea too. LMNT. The salt, it has sodium, keeps you hydrated, and it also helps me with my weight cuts.
Any caffeine?
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
It's just to hydrate you.
Once you have kids, you'll understand.
Dude, I started replacing pre-workout with coffee.
It's I look forward to every morning. Yeah. Like, I live a clean lifestyle. Like, you get excited about coffee.
Yeah.
Are you like a coffee, what do you call it? Like a
addict?
Like, of course. But
or a connoisseur?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so
what's your dark roast medium? Really?
Dude, hell no. My girl? Yes. Right? Like, she'll tell you the whole Starbucks menu, the secret menu, all that stuff. She'll be like, oh, you're this type of guy. You get this coffee, you know? I'm not like that. Like, I'll take a black coffee. Simple coffee, excuse me, sorry.
A little honey, a little sugar, nothing?
No, before it used to be honey and black coffee. You know, but now it's like if you get the good stuff, it'll usually taste good just like that.
When all the dust settles, your hand is raised, you keep that belt, what's the first thing you want to eat?
Oh, dude. There's a couple things, but definitely off of the top.
Let's keep it PG.
Korean barbecue.
The wings.
Is it umami? You're like, Korean what now? Nah, definitely Korean barbecue.
I'm going to call you Marco Strickland.
Nah, I'm dead. Nah, but if I start talking with the voice, you know?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
A little bit of extra dose of trauma.
Any new content we should look out for? Are you working on any ideas?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I really want to start, like, vlogging and doing funny stuff. I'm really into that stuff. And what else? I'm also going to be dropping a lot of clothes this year, guys. So be on the lookout for that. I know I had one shirt that was supposed to come out as a purple shirt, and it was taking a little while just because manufacturers, designers, all that stuff. But they are coming in right after this February 3rd fight. And then after that, I'm going to be dropping hoodies, bandanas, beanies, socks, you know, just different stuff.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Would you rather be sponsored by your favorite gear company or sponsored by your favorite fashion clothing company?
Ooh, that's a really good question. And the only reason why is because I love wearing gym attire. I'd much rather dress like this, right? Sweats, a tee, a hoodie, right? Than being dressed up all nice, right? But if I could get like one specific sponsor, it would...
I feel like fashion's your passion, man.
Oh, no, definitely. I love fashion, bro. I'm really into it, right? Like, I'd probably pick Nike just because they got the dunks, you know? They got the cargo pants now, the snow breakaways, all that good stuff.
Let's go, Nike.
But enough promotion because, you know, we ain't got that contract yet.
Right, exactly. Covered the sponsors. Oh, my God. Again, February 3rd, Portland, Maine.
Yep.
Nate Dorr, Marco Barriando, the Bantamweight title. NEF 56,
yes,
February
sir.
3rd. YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. I will be tuning in. My brother, thank you for inviting me to your wonderful temple,
thank
aka
you,
Warriors Nation. If I think I could do.
Yeah, a little WA.
Let's go, Warriors Nation. Represent. Yes, shout out to Xavier. Shout out to Hansel. Shout out to Carlos Rodriguez. Man, God bless you. Good luck to you.
God bless you too, brother. Stay elevated.
Let's get it.
Hell
Let's get
yeah,
it.
Bro.
Our year.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you.
Love
bro.
You, Marco.
Love
Talk
you
to you
too,
soon, brother.
Peace.